senators broker ethics deal to push Clarity Act to 60 votes. A pair of senators from opposite parties have assembled the piece that crypto's market structure bill has lacked for months, a plausible route to 60 votes. According to CoinDesk, Republican Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Democrat Ruben Gallego of Arizona crafted a bipartisan ethics compromise on the Clarity Act and delivered it to the White House, aiming to move the bill past the Senate's filibuster threshold before lawmakers leave for the August recess. The reporting frames the two as the drivers behind a deal that could break a standoff. The Clarity Act cleared the House earlier this year, but the Senate version has stalled on the same math that sinks most legislation. 60 votes are needed to end debate, and neither party alone has them. Getting there requires Democratic votes, and a block of Democrats had tied their support to stronger ethics language governing how public officials interact with digital assets. The ethics language was the sticking point. Conflict of interest provisions have shadowed this bill since it moved to the Senate. Earlier drafts already barred sitting officials from issuing their own crypto tokens, with a narrow carve-out for royalty income that drew scrutiny. Democrats pressing for tighter rules wanted assurances that the market structure framework would not double as a permission slip for officials to profit from assets they help regulate. The Tillis-Gallego compromise is being reported as the bridge across that divide. The details of the delivered text are not yet public, and CoinDesk's framing centers on the political maneuver rather than a clause-by-clause breakdown. Until the language is posted, treat the specifics as unconfirmed. What is clear is that both a Republican and a Democrat put their names to a single package and routed it to the White House, which signals the negotiation has moved past the stage of dueling press statements. A calendar problem as much as a vote problem, timing is the other pressure. The Senate's August recess is days away, and floor time is scarce. Senator John Kennedy publicly demanded a vote on the bill before the break, per Bitcoin Magazine, adding to a chorus of members who want the question settled rather than carried into the fall. A compromise that exists on paper still has to be scheduled, debated, and voted on, and the earlier reporting on the Senate calendar showed no floor slot locked in. That gap between a deal and a vote is where market structure bills tend to die. The Clarity Act has already survived one near miss, with coverage noting the Senate had a narrow window to act before recess. A brokered ethics text improves the odds without guaranteeing the outcome. Consequences for the broader market. The Clarity Act matters because it would draw the jurisdictional line between the SEC and the CFTC over digital assets, a boundary the industry has litigated case by case for years. A clearer statutory split would tell token issuers, exchanges, and stablecoin operators which regulator writes their rules, reducing the reliance on enforcement actions and court rulings to define the perimeter. For everyday crypto users, the second-order effects are practical. Regulatory certainty tends to pull more regulated on-ramps into the market. Exchanges willing to list assets, banks willing to hold deposits, and card issuers willing to build stablecoin spending products for U.S. customers. Several crypto card programs still limit or exclude the United States because the compliance picture is unsettled. A defined framework would not open those doors overnight, but it removes one of the reasons providers cite for staying out. The market itself was quiet on the news. Bitcoin traded at $64,251, up 0.7% over 24 hours, and Ether sat at $1,872, up 0.3% as of August 5, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 38, or fear. Legislative process stories rarely move price until a vote actually lands, and this one has not.